USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump honoring America's fallen service members on Monday as he commemorated Memorial Day in back-to-back appearances in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking at Fort McHenry National Monument in Baltimore, the president praises service members who are helping their neighbors out during the coronavirus pandemic.
Caring for patients, delivering critical supplies, and working night and day to safeguard our citizens.
Secretary of Veterans Affairs Robert Wilkie is remembering what makes an American soldier so special.
The one thing that separates the American warrior from all other fighting forces in the history of the world is that we are the only people to offer a helping hand to all the peoples of the world, including our enemies.
Wilkie speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
During the coronavirus pandemic, many businesses are losing money. This even includes the illegal businesses, as we hear from USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The coronavirus pandemic has crippled cities and crushed businesses from coast to coast. It's also costing drug traffickers millions of dollars because their methods of moving money are now compromised. Since the start of the crisis, federal drug agents in major U.S. hubs have seized substantially more illicit cash than usual amid statewide lockdowns that have disrupted the way the cartels do business. Bill Bodner, special agent, said their activities are easier to spot and are more apparent than they were just 3 months ago.
Richard Grenell is confirming that he will be leaving his post as ambassador to Germany around the same time he concludes his work as acting director of national intelligence. Congressman John Ratcliffe was confirmed by the Senate on Thursday to be the next DNI and is expected to enter office next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As offices nationwide begin to reopen from months of coronavirus-related closures, the subject of properly testing and screening employees remains a giant question mark. Some companies are checking workers' temperatures before they enter the building. Others are offering free COVID-19 tests. One of the things we're also still seeing is partisan politics being played, and Kristen Tate is an analyst for the nonprofit Young Americans for Liberty, and she believes that the Democrats are out of touch with reality.
Yeah, this pandemic response just kind of underlines what we've known for a while now, which is the Democratic Party is no longer the party for the working class. Left-wing leaders are using this pandemic as an excuse to grow the size and scope of state power and just leaving the middle class to suffer. And on a national level, the Democrats have no interest in getting the economy back up and running. In fact, they think a recession is exactly what they need because for the last 3 years, Donald Trump has been campaigning on the incredible economy that we've seen on his watch. But you know what, guys? Just like in 2016, the Democrats could be in for a rude wake-up call this November because working people have been handcuffed at this point.
Tate speaking there on Fox News, and after an exciting Coca-Cola 600 on Sunday from the Charlotte Motor Speedway, the NASCAR Xfinity drivers take to the track at 7:47 p.m. Eastern Time. You can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.